From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Hi, Nigel.
Hi.
I hope your critical thinking faculties are cranked up to 10 this week, because I was thinking about Brexit and how we make decisions and how we can make good decisions. And in my Twitter stream, I saw something shared by Flipchart Rick. Yeah, must follow him if you're on Twitter, because he shares fantastic stuff about the workplace. And he's shared an article called Critical Thinking Gives You Better Predictive Power Than Any Expert. And there's just some research showing how critical thinking, successful critical thinking, manifests itself, what you need to do to be good at critical thinking. And what with Brexit coming up for the UK, you know, the vote on whether to stay in or leave the EU, it's just got me thinking about the fact that, well, how do you make a good decision? Because, you know, you might have political leanings which say definitely stay or definitely go, but actually, if you brush those to one side and took a step back and said, well, I'll try and base my decision on some really good evidence, you know, where would you go? What would you do? I mean, it's quite a concern, I think, in the Brexit scenario. There's just going to be people basing their decisions on things like political leaning rather than actually knowing, based on data, what might be a good decision. So, Nigel, yeah, you know a lot about critical thinking. Give us your thoughts, tips. What do you think about it?
Well, I go back to Reg Revens, the guy who invented action learning. And Reg used to get in a complete stomping hissy fit about experts. He thought that what defined our modern world was the cult of the expert, and that it was completely the wrong direction to go in. And the reason he said that was he felt that experts could only predict the past. They weren't very good at the future, because they related all of their decisions on what they already knew, and therefore tended not to accept new knowledge. And he also thought that if you rely on experts, you cease to rely on your own ability to think. So he said that experts can solve difficult problems, i.e. things where there's a pretty much a known answer. Mm-hmm. But where you're dealing with known unknowns and unknown unknowns, to quote someone very famous, there, experts really fall short. And his solution was to ask better questions, to get far, far more acute at asking the right questions until you begin, in action learning terms, mutually to solve the problem. So that, therefore, it's the same idea that we have to be critical in our thinking. And that means we have to be able to manage contradiction, not rush too quickly to a solution, and do that from active listening and asking very good questions that stimulate interesting answers. Now, I think a lot of those points that Revens was making in the 70s become kind of critical skills for this century, for leaders, like, you know, active listening, humble reflection, attempting to handle contradiction and manage contradiction, not rushing too fast to the answer, but managing to hold ambiguity until you've got a little bit more certainty, taking small steps, experimenting, trying something and then withdrawing if it doesn't look like it's going to work and trying something else. All of those, I think, tend to build confidence and ability to think critically, whereas rushing to an expert, whoever that happens to be, you know, even if they come from McKinsey's, rushing to an expert is not necessarily going to help you in the future. Might help you a bit in the short term, but in the long term, you're just building dependency.
I'm very glad I asked you that question, because that was a very full answer. And I think for the two domains that we are working in, I think for L&D, there's a lot in there around going into the future, a very much more technology-driven future, different ways of working coming into the workplace. I think what you've just said there about asking really good questions to get you somewhere a lot further, a lot more quickly, is really important. And I think the second one is leadership. You know, there'll be leaders in companies now looking at Brexit, and they are going to have to do what you've just said. Well, let's hope they're going to do some of the things you've just said, because they need to make some good decisions now based in terms of knowing what they're going to do next. So, Nigel, thank you very much for those insights.
It was a pleasure, Martin. Always good to talk. From scratch.